Now, 5:24. Well, after years of controversy, Te Te Marae in the Bay of Islands could lose the honour of hosting the traditional welcoming ceremonies for Waitangi Day. Instead, the Waitangi National Trust has announced plans to relocate events further up the road to the historic Te Whare Runanga, the Upper Marae, in the treaty grounds itself. Annual ceremonies at Te Te have been, of course, plagued by demonstrators in recent times, with Prime Minister Bill English avoiding the site altogether this year after debate over his right to speak. But Ngāpuhi Elder Kingi Taurua says that's not the point. And Kingi Taurua is with me. Kingi, evening to you. Thank you for time again.
Yes, evening, evening, and greetings to everyone listening.
What exactly is the problem with moving it to the Upper Marae?
Well, it's because it was down the bottom where the Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi was discussed. First and foremost, it was there. They sat at a place called Taurangatira, where they sat and discussed whether they should or should not sign the treaty. It was later that they went up to the top and was there. They still were of two minds whether they should or shouldn't. And so the bottom area has more significance than the top, as far as we're concerned.
Yes, but the problem, Kingi, and we've talked about this before, is all this protest staff and all the nasty stuff that comes in, year out, and obviously the organisers have had a gutsful as well.
Well, the organisers, the whole issue here is that it is the only place where we can actually address our issues in regards to the Treaty of Waitangi. We just cannot take our issues down to the Parliament because they won't let us in. Part and parcel of the treaty is that we as a tribe talk with the government in regards to particular issues, policies pertaining to us. But that is the only place where we can have that opportunity to do that.
Yeah, but But you and I know, Kingi, it's out of hand, isn't it? There's no respect there. It's quite the reverse. You get this nasty stuff every year, and it's probably you and the protesters who actually destroyed our national day, may I say.
Well, I think if there's such thing as no respect, the government has no respect for the treaty either. You know, they think that they own the treaty. They don't own the treaty. They're not sharing the treaty with us. And so we need to address these particular issues. We need to make them aware that what they are doing is actually undermining the very, very articles of the treaty that were signed by our old people long ago. Where do we stand in terms of policies? There was a TPP, for example. They didn't even come to Waitangi to talk to us about it. The day before, they talked in Auckland City. Well, we want to know what. Somebody asked me, Kingi, do you know anything about this? Why are you protesting? I said, because I'm protesting. We don't know what the TPPA means.
No, I think the government are working very well for them. I mean, they're working with the Maori Party. I mean, all these settlements, billions and billions of dollars. Everything's going okay, isn't it?
Well, you know, they're talking to the Maori Party. The Maori Party is part and parcel of the very system we're talking about. You know, they're working together, but they are not even talking to us about it. I mean, the Maori Party knew about our concerns in regards to the TPPA. They didn't even come to the Waitangi Marae. They walked out. They didn't even come on to it. And so they are part and parcel of the problem that we had.
Yeah, but you're part of the problem here too, aren't you? So they're cutting you out here, obviously, because of all this stuff going on. I mean, last year you were trying to charge media $10,000 or something, or you deny access. That's all silly stuff, isn't it, really?
Is that? We've got to feed the people. We have to look at how we can actually maintain our building, maintain our marae. We have to look at that kind of thing. If it's unfair, then, you know, we can't help that. But, you know, we have to maintain them.
You can't help it if it's unfair. Come on. All right. Thank you, Kingi, good to talk to you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That
is Kingi Taurua, Ngāpuhi Elder. It is now 5:28 in the news with Rachel at 5.